Children feel environmental impact differently than adults. You can imagine why. Kids are smaller than adults, their bodies and minds are growing, and they often perceive risks in other ways than most adults. How health professionals respond to those risks is the focus of a symposium coming to Honolulu later this month. The Hawaii Department of Health and partners, including the Region 9 EPA, health-related departments at the University of Hawaii, and the Western States Pediatric Environmental Health Specialty Unit, are sponsoring a free one-day symposium. Dr. Timur Durrani is a co-director of the specialty unit and based at the University of California, San Francisco. Dr. Durrani joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
And thank you for being here.
Sure.
Kids, you know, we know these things about kids. They're smaller and all the things we talked about before. But in Hawaii, we tend to think about risks to them in the environment that would come under the heading of, you know, VOG. And that applies to adults, too. But with kids, the VOG, the pesticide issue that we've dealt with for a long time. Are we missing some things in there as we look at sort of those top line issues?
No, I think you have highlighted things that are a concern both for children in Hawaii, and there are universal environmental concerns for children everywhere. Pesticides is a common concern both from the parents and from physicians, as well as things like exposures to lead in their home and the environment.
So then, if these are the things that we're really looking at, how much of it do we not really know or understand as you're coming to talk to health professionals here in Hawaii and many others that will come from other places, too? What are we looking at, especially for Hawaii?
Well, we were invited to come because I think there's an interest in gaining some additional information. There are both local experts in Hawaii that will be presenting, particularly on VOG, and then we'll be bringing some regional and national experts on other topics, including prenatal exposures and exposures to things like heavy metals. And, you know, I think the information is developing. I think most practitioners would agree that we don't get enough training in this. There's not enough research in it. And a lot of what we end up doing is trying to catch up once someone has had an exposure or we think has had an adverse effect from this. And so a lot of what we like to do is promote the education, both for awareness, but also looking at methods of prevention.
How do you rebalance that a little bit so that you're doing more of the research and preventative work without having to have someone undergo something, pretty terrible?
Sure, yeah. Well, it's sort of a multidisciplinary approach. So the healthcare providers are just one piece of that. And part of that is making sure that we are aware and abreast of the current knowledge and the things that are coming out. In terms of science. Another big piece is working with our legislators so that they can help us with trying to reduce a lot of these what would be considered man-made exposures. And so we work on regulation on trying to limit the exposure of pesticides or of things like lead to children.
The difference, though, between U.S. and how we look at some of those issues that you just mentioned, particularly about, pesticides or additives, is very different when you travel. And we don't seem to have the same level of precautionary principle that they have, for example, in Europe or Canada. Why has it been such a long time before these ideas begin to coalesce in some ways that parents find meaningful?
That's a great question. It's a difference in culture and I think difference in the political climate between, say, the United States and Europe. As you mentioned, a lot of the European countries use this precautionary principle, which basically says, we don't want to have exposures to the population until we're assured that these products or chemicals or pesticides are safe. And if they aren't unsafe, then something, an alternative which is safe, must be used. The United States has a different approach, which says we will use these products or chemicals, and then if it's deemed that they're unsafe, we'll do some research, and then maybe we'll pull them from the market. So it's a difference in attitudes and culture.
It also is a very different idea when you look at, you know, caveat emptor, that, you know, buyers have to be particularly aware and not trust that, okay, it's on the shelf of a supermarket or I purchased it, so it must be okay.
Right. Yeah. You know, part of what we try to do is give people, just make them informed consumers. And, you know, there are a lot of, we try and balance information without trying to panic families and parents, because there are relatively safe products. And a lot of it is both how it's used and how people are exposed. So if it's used appropriately, oftentimes we can minimize exposure. Now, there are chemicals that children that, you know, we'd absolutely say shouldn't be exposed to. And part of our work is to try and use low-cost or no-cost methods to reduce these exposures in children.
We've got to go in just a minute or so, but as you have a lot of Hawaii parents listening to you now, what's the one thing you'd like them to know when it comes to how to gauge some of these environmental impacts?
Well, I think, you know, getting informed, there's a variety of good resources out there. I always refer to the EPA and the CDC websites as sources of information, because I think they're well balanced and written in a way that I think communicates well. And I think that's a good starting point. And then obviously for more in-depth questions, referring them to your primary physician. And we are always around to help both the parents and the physicians if there are questions beyond what the information they're receiving.
Well, thanks very much for joining us today, and have a safe trip over from SF.
Great. Thank you. Looking forward to being there.
Dr. Timur Durrani is a medical toxicologist specializing in occupational and environmental exposures. He is an assistant clinical professor at the University of California, San Francisco, and principal investigator for the Western States Pediatric Environmental Health Specialty Unit. He'll be in Honolulu for the Children's Environmental Health Symposium on March 11th.